the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
As our Lord Jesus Christ hung on the cross, in the hour that the ancients considered to be the hour of creation, everything went dark. The sun hid its brilliance, and that full moon faded away. It was as dark as it was before the creation. Deep darkness. Indeed, it was as if our Lord, our God, who hung on the cross, returned back to that first state before the first creation, so that he on the cross could begin the new creation. And that first light that shone in the brilliance and the darkness of the night of that first day of the week was not a created light like the light of the first creation on the first day. But this was the uncreated light, the eternal light, the light that shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. He is the true light, which gives light to everyone who has come into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. The world did not know him. The world sought to destroy that light, to snuff it out. The light overcomes the darkness. The light eternal, uncreated, the light of light, which we confess in the Nicene Creed, shone as he was quickened in the tomb. And as he rose to a glorious body, the first fruits, he rose to life eternal, the light of life. For he is the light of the world. And he shines even now for us. Our light. And whoever follows him will not walk in darkness. There, in the garden in which he lay and in which he rose again, Saint Mary Magdalene meets her Lord and thinks he is a gardener. And indeed, he, the second Adam, is the one sent to tend the new creation. A greater gardener, a greater Adam. The first Adam brought death into the world through the tree. But it was through a tree that the second Adam brings eternal life. In the first garden, the command of God was, "You shall not eat, lest you die." In this new creation, the command is, "Take, eat. Take, drink. My body given for you. My blood shed for you. And whoever eats my body and drinks my blood shall never know death. The death that came through eating in the first creation has been transformed into the life everlasting that is given to you as you eat and drink in this, the new creation, which is yours this evening. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Come and feast on the living body and the life-giving blood of Jesus Christ, who comes here living into this, his church. The altar, his sepulchre, is empty, and he rises here in our midst to bless us with life everlasting, so that we might know the eternal light of our God come to earth, and that we might be prepared to behold him in his glory on the last day, in the new heaven and the new earth, where he alone shall be the light, and there shall be no darkness ever again. His light conquers darkness. His light conquers death. His light has conquered our sins. We now have the hope of rising with him, rising with all the saints who've gone before us, rising because he comes to us, the light which gives light to everyone, so that we in this world, full of darkness, full of death, full of destruction, may not walk in that darkness, may not walk in that dark, may not walk in that destruction, but walk in his light, which leads us to life everlasting. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
In the name of Jesus, amen.